Yes, so blessings to you. I am Prophetic Graham family, and God bless you. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord be gracious to you. May the Lord multiply you. May the Lord cause your mouth to be filled with laughter. May the Lord cause you to swell with joy because he's been gracious to you. I pray that you will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. I want to say you are blessed actually being part of this family. And submitting under the anointing of the woman of God, Prophetess Agnes Emmanuel Avako. It's a blessing to submit under such an anointing and such grace. I want to speak to you and say the Lord is concerned about your life as an individual and as a church. The concern is because God loves you, and God wants the best for you, and God has got some program with you. God has got some agenda with you in the earth. And so this is one thing that must be on the back of your mind, that God has got some agenda with you. Have you read in the scriptures that the Lord does nothing on earth except he reveals his secret to servants and prophets? It is because God always wants to partner with humanity for him to do any work in the earth. And so you are in God's agenda. You are in God's plan. A young prophetic realm is in the agenda of God, in the plan of God, as God is doing something in the earth. And so I want you to understand that you've been in the I Am Prophetic Realm family. You are positioning yourself to agree and to partner with God in his plan and in what he is doing. And so how do you know that this is what God wants done with your life? And so these are a few things that we're going to talk about tonight. But the Lord bless you. I want to pray for you that you will see the greatness of the Lord in your life. Father God, I pray that bless the brother, bless the sister, bless the man of God, the woman of God that is listening to this program. May it be well with them, and may they see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. In Jesus' name, amen. So Acts chapter number 9, and I'm just going to read from verse number 11. And the Lord said unto him, that is unto Ananias, arise, go into the street which is called Straight, and inquire in the house of Judas for one called Saul of Tarsus. For behold, he prayeth. And he has seen in a vision a man named Ananias coming in and putting his hand on him that he might receive his sight. Then Ananias answered, Lord, I have heard by many of this man, how much evil he hath done to thy saints in Jerusalem. And here he hath authority from the chief priests to bind all that call on thy name. But the Lord said unto him, go thy way, for he is a chosen vessel unto me, to bear my name before the Gentiles and the kings and the children of Israel. For I will show him how great things he must suffer for my name's sake. Now, the Lord speak to Ananias and say, go. And the Lord is showing Ananias exactly what's happening in the life of Saul. Now, do remember that Saul is a man that wasn't living right before the Lord, and he was persecuting the church. He was doing every kind of wrong in the body of Christ. He was against the body of Christ. He was against the preaching of the word of God. Now, there are people that you might identify who sometimes are like that. Maybe they're in the church and their work seems to be fighting the progress of the church. They're fighting the good vision that you have, the good dreams that you have, the good plans that you have. And some of these people, you know, we actually feel that these people are strategically positioned by the devil to fight the work. And maybe you are that kind of person that is listening to me right now. You have been fighting the work, you've been fighting the church so that it doesn't progress, and maybe you are taking enmity against a certain man of God, a certain woman of God, and maybe you're fighting your past, and you feel that you are so passionate about it that you are going to fight them until they fail. You don't know sometimes what's pushing you to do that, but you just feel that you have to fight them. And if anyone would ask, why do you really want to fight this woman of God? Why do you really want to fight this man of God? You know, you feel sometimes you have reasons and sometimes you don't have reasons. You just feel that you feel like you have reasons. You feel like, okay, they are stubborn. I feel they are proud. I feel they have to be brought down, you know, to the earth. You have to be humble. Now, please do listen. It's not your work for you to make them humble. It is the work of God. You have to concentrate on what you as a human being have to do by God. So there are people that, you know, you feel they're proud and you want to humble them, but is it really your responsibility to humble them? Is it really you that has to teach them humility? Is it given to you by God? Do you feel that God has instructed you to do that? Now, if you are not sent by God to do that, now, please do remember that you're doing a wrong thing as well. Saul was one man that really did a lot of wrongs, and believers didn't like him. They didn't like his actions. They ran away from him because he was pursuing them. He did every kind of evil. And so he is not one that you should emulate, you know, at that time, because he didn't know the Lord. He was blinded, except you also agree that you are blinded as well. But if you claim that you can see, then your actions must be different from that of Saul. I know that sometimes, you know, when you talk to people, the message reaches them at different times, you know, of life. Sometimes they're hurt, they are angry, they are unforgiving, they are in pain, they feel they must revenge, they must pay back on somebody. But now, here is what I'm trying to say, that Saul had hurt a lot of lives. He caused a lot of atrocities. He hurt a lot of lives, and people didn't really like him. He wasn't going to the churches to go on fellowship. He wasn't going there for fellowship, but he was going there to destroy the church. And so the Lord Jesus Christ gave him an encounter, and he blinded him. And Saul was in a house, in Judah's house, and he was praying. He was seeking the Lord. And immediately the Lord began to show him a vision that a man by the name of Ananias was coming to lay his hands on him, and that he was gonna receive his sight, and that his life was gonna change. Now, look at the order of God. Here is the Lord Jesus Christ aware of everything that's going on. Now, Jesus Christ appears to Saul. He doesn't preach to Saul. He doesn't tell Saul everything. But Jesus Christ decides to go and speak to a certain man of God by the name of Ananias. Now, this man was a man of the Spirit. He was a sensitive man, a man that was able to tell, that was able to hear by the Spirit of God, by the Lord, that there is a man by the name of Saul, and the Lord told him the house number where Saul was. He told him what he was seeing. He told him what he was doing, and every such kind of detail. So the Lord speaks to this Ananias to say, go and do ABCD to Saul. Go and tell him, go and pray for him. Now, remember that it is in God's power to heal. It is in God's power to deliver, to resurrect from the dead, to perform miracles. But God is not doing it by himself. God is bringing on board a partner. God is bringing on board a human being that he must work with. Now, look at the order of God. Now, God can be maybe wanting to do something in your family. God may be wanting to do something great in your community, maybe in the church, or maybe somewhere around. But then he knows exactly what he wants to do, but he has to call for an Ananias somewhere and say, here's what I want to do. I want to open the eyes of somebody. I want to deliver somebody. I want to heal somebody. But you've got to be the vessel that I'm going to work with. That's amazing. I don't know, you could be that Ananias right now that God is calling on to deliver a community, to deliver a family, to deliver the church, and to help out somewhere. But then do remember that the Lord is speaking to you, and you've got to move by the divine instructions. So you've got to move by divine instructions. So the Lord Jesus Christ is revealing to Ananias, and the Lord has already revealed to Saul who is coming to pray for him. Now, please do remember that the Lord Jesus Christ reports to Ananias that Saul has seen a man in a vision by the name of Ananias and is coming to lay hands on him for a miracle. Now, the Lord has already chosen a vessel that he's going to work with. So it's not going to be Peter who is coming. It's not going to be James or John or any other apostle, but it's Ananias, because this is what the Lord has revealed. Now, there's a reason why the Lord has called on Ananias, maybe because of proximity, maybe because Ananias is closer. But also do remember that it's because of the grace that the Lord knows is released upon Ananias. But do remember that also the other apostles were seeing the workings of God, you know, in terms of miracles, the eyes, the blind eyes opening, the deaf ears and stopping, and the lame walking, and the resurrection of the dead. But at this time, the Lord decides to work with Ananias. You know, there is a time that there can be men and women of God around your land. There can be people around your company. There can be people in your family. But God is calling on you at a certain time to work with you. And so you cannot say, "Where God, look, there is Peter around there. There is John around there. There is Matthew around there. There is James around there who are also anointed." But the Lord is saying, "I'm picking on you, Ananias. You are the vessel that I've called that I can work with in this particular miracle." There is a reason why. Maybe Ananias had a certain type of understanding. He had a certain type of a heart, and this is what the Lord was looking for. He had a certain type of grace. This is what the Lord was looking for. And we can see that Ananias is obedient at the same time. Maybe God was also looking for obedience. Maybe the other people might not have obeyed as Ananias was obedient. Now, please do remember that the Lord is finding that obedience in you. The Lord is finding that submission in you. The Lord is finding you as a person that's going to yield to his instructions, as a person that's going to do exactly what the Lord is calling on you to do, as a person that's going to be on time, as a person whose ears are going to hear clearly the divine instructions. Glory be to God. I don't know who this Paul is or this soul is in your life, but God is calling on you. It could be a member of the church that you got to help. Their eyes need to open. The scales need to drop down from their eyes so that they can see the light of the gospel of Christ Jesus. And maybe God is speaking to you. I don't know who God has been speaking to you about, but he is seeing you as a person that's going to obey the instructions. And tonight, God has sent me to speak to you in Jesus' name. So Jesus is calling on a chosen vessel. He's calling on a vessel called Ananias and is sending him to another vessel. Now, please do remember that Jesus Christ is saying to Ananias that Saul is my chosen vessel and I know how I'm going to work with Saul. Now, the question would be, Lord, why don't you work already with Ananias? Because Ananias is already born again. He's a man of God. He's anointed. You've anointed him. And look at the work that you are rotting with Ananias' hands, because you're sending him to Saul. Why don't you send Ananias to those Gentiles to open their eyes? Why don't you send Ananias? But the Lord is saying, "Well, Ananias, I've got some work with you, but the work that Saul has to do is a different work from your own work. So you are equally important in my kingdom. As Saul is important, so are you important. As you are important, so is Saul important. Now you have a work to convert Saul and to help him see the light." And so Ananias goes there and he say, "Brother Saul, listen, the Lord has chosen you. You are God's chosen vessel." And so Ananias goes there to confirm by the prophetic. He prophesies over Saul's life and he tells him what the Lord has sent him to do. Glory be to God. And now you need to understand that in the church, everyone has got a task that they do. And at this time, the Lord has called on a man of God from Zambia. to speak to you. You are in Uganda, you are in Nigeria, you are in South Africa, you are in Kenya, you are in Malawi, you are in the USA. God has called on a man from Zambia through the woman of God, Prophetess Emmanuel Avako, to say that come on board and speak what the Lord is saying. And so this man is speaking unto you by the Spirit of God and speaking to you like a soul that is listening, who has a huge task ahead of you. That you've got to have your eyes open because of the great work that God has for you. That the Lord is releasing you for greater work, that you're going to release a lot of people that are in prison, but your heart has got to be understanding what the heart of God is all about. Your heart ought not to be different from the heart of God. Your heart has to be compassionate as the heart of Christ. Your heart has to be understanding as the heart of Christ. Your heart has to abide by the instructions of the Holy Ghost. And you need to move in the direction that God is calling you to move. You might have made a lot of errors. You might have made a lot of mistakes. You are a soul that has erred many times. Maybe you've committed adultery. You fornicated, you've done every kind of evil, and maybe you are at a time that you are being excommunicated from the church, and the Lord is calling on you again. The Lord is saying, can you come back and make amends and make things right in your life? Ask for forgiveness where you've got to ask for forgiveness and stand up again and do the work of the Lord, because the Lord is having an agenda with you. The Lord is having a plan with you. God has got some work to do in the earth, but he's got to do the work with you. Almighty God is calling on you to do the work with you right in your country, right in your land, right in your family, right in the community. The Lord is calling in you on that radio station, on that TV program. The Lord is calling on you on that social media platform. The Lord is calling on you. Arise and let the scales fall off your eyes. Arise and take up the mantle and do what the Lord is calling on you to do. So in conclusion, when God is doing a work in the earth, he's going to do it with some governments. He's going to do it with some government officials. There is a particular government that God is going to call upon to work with in order to work a work in the earth. God is going to call upon certain leadership which is going to call upon. God will call upon certain vessels that is going to work with. God is going to call upon certain people that will stand and do the work of God with, because God has got an agenda. There is an agenda of God upon Uganda, the agenda of God upon Kenya, agenda of God upon Nigeria, agenda of God upon the United States of America, agenda of God upon Zambia. But you've got to open your eyes to see what is God's agenda upon this my country. And there is an agenda of God upon a particular generation. And that's why when God is speaking, he is speaking by the mouth of the prophet Malachi, and he says there's gonna rise a prophet who will go in the spirit of Elijah, and the work is that the work that he has is that he's gonna turn the hearts of the fathers to the children and the hearts of the children to the fathers, so that there is a blessing in the land. And so the prophet is moving with a certain type of a spirit upon his life, and with a certain type of grace upon his life, and he has got a certain task for a particular generation. And maybe you're that person that God is raising, my God, for this generation, and God is calling on you to pray in a certain way, to preach in a certain way, to teach in a certain way, to give in a certain way, to open doors in a certain way, to do things in a certain way, and God is connecting you in a certain way. There is a particular grace upon your life, and God is calling on you. Yes, some of you is calling on you to take up the broom and begin to sweep off every mess that has been around. God is calling on you to bring a cleanup somewhere around, and God is calling some of you to bring to order what has been in disorder, and God is calling some of you to bandage the wounds that have been bleeding. God is calling some of you, you are listening to me, to bring bring peace where there's been confusion. And God is calling on you. There is an agenda of God in the earth. And God, as he's putting things in place, he is working with certain vessels because God is getting ready to do something in the earth. And you are that vessel that is receiving this message right now. You are that vessel right now. Yes, you are saying this message is it for everybody. Now, you are not listening to this message by a mistake. You are that vessel that God is working with. You've got to heal. You've got to forgive. You've got to pack your whatsoever has been scattered and bring it together again. And you've got to hear the voice of God. You've got to gather yourself again. You've got to know that Jerusalem is waiting for you. Judea is waiting for you. Samaria is waiting for you. Yes, the other parts of the earth are waiting for you. God is getting ready to work with you in the name of Jesus Christ. As I'm speaking right now, maybe you are getting your passport ready. You are getting your visas ready. It is my prayer for you that everything is going to go well with you. I pray for your visa. I pray for your documents. May they be in place in Jesus' name. May every hindrance be broken. I know you're going to testify that the Lord has come through for you on time. As I prophesy right now in the name of Jesus Christ, may it be well with your documents. May you not be stopped, because God has got some agenda with you in the land that God is sending you to. In the name of Jesus Christ, may you put on boldness. May you put on courage. I pray that fear will not hinder you. In the name of Jesus Christ, may the finances come their way. In the name of Jesus Christ. Now look, maybe you are one that is the sponsor. I pray that Satan will not stop you from financing the person that you have to finance, because you are that person that God has sent to loosen up that which has been hindering the progress of that particular ministry, of that particular man of God, of that particular woman of God. In the name of Jesus Christ, may it be well with you. You are blessed in Jesus' name. Shalom.